When I first joined, we went to a 21-day workshop, and then after the workshop, they wanted to assign people to different parts of the country, from Los Angeles. So, since they found out that I had been to some college before, so that I could get into a college, so they left me in L.A., because I'm from L.A., and I could get, wouldn't have to pay to go to school. I'm a legal resident of California. So I started here, and I started working at Cal State LA, State Park. Then after a few months, I went to MFT for about a year. And then when I got out after that, I came back to Cal State LA as a student. And we did a park on the campus there, organized me and some other students in the park. We had a carp center there, right near the campus. And we had a lot of good adventures with guests and so forth. And bringing people to workshops. And after about a year or two, then they wanted to send people out pioneering to other universities. So they picked me to go to Cal State Northridge. And so I moved to the North, we had a carp center in Northridge, and I moved to that starting in the beginning of the summer and to prepare for going to school. And then right before school started, they changed their mind and said, oh, you should go to Irvine. So they moved me to Irvine. So, and right before I was going to Irvine, then they said, no, we changed our mind. You're going to go to San Diego. So I moved to San Diego this time. And I did, we had a carp center right near UC San Diego in La Jolla. And also one near San Diego State University, where they had those two carp centers. So I moved into the one at UC San Diego in La Jolla, and I started crop on that campus, organized that, and it was pretty easy to get crop on. It was grab 10 students, and so it was just me, myself, anyway. So I did crop there. I had a book table, and did a few events, and gave lectures weekly and stuff. So that lasted about a year or two. Then I moved back to LA and started going back to Cal State LA and we did more park. And then after that, I joined the band. And so I moved to Northern California with a park band. And so I didn't do any more carp for maybe 5 years, and then I finally moved back from New York to LA, and I started carp at Pasadena City College. And I had many programs there, and many lectures, and many speakers. Drew Child spoke there, and that lasted about 4 years until I lost my advisor. Sherry Ruder was my advisor, so she stopped working there, so I couldn't use her anymore. Okay. So, anyway, that was like 1995. Oh. And so that's when I quit doing carp, because I didn't do it anymore. But in the meantime, when I was doing carp, I took many classes, and mostly classes I was interested in. So it was a nice time. That's my experience with carp.